So you had a big pit dug in the ground, and you threw all your bottles and your tin in there, and you'd light it enough to burn the paper off, and then you'd bury it over when it was full.
Where would this be?
It was out, past the orchard. It was out, there were peach trees around there, so it must have been out by some of the hands' houses. It was out from, you know, because they didn't want the smoke up at the big house.
Mm-hmm. What were the barns used for?
Well, by the time I came along, they were used mainly for storing trailers and tractors and stuff in, because they didn't have that much livestock left then. Mm-hmm. But before that, they kept livestock. They had cattle and pigs and a few horses, and they had some mules, and we had deer. When I was growing up, my grandfather found a dead mother deer up at one of the farms up near Mathis. They had other farms around. And he found this mother deer. Somebody had shot her out of season and just left her there, or else she'd run and died. And while they were cutting grain, they came on her little hideout with two baby fawns in it. Mm-hmm. And so he brought them home to me, because I guess I was about 7 or 8 then. And we raised them. It was a male and female. And they had 2 single births and 1 set of twin fawns. So we had 6 deer that we kept in a big high pen.
Where was this farm?
Back down this way about 3 miles.
You say it was used to a farm instead of ranch.
It wasn't big enough to be a ranch.
That's what the distinction is to you?
Yeah.
Size?
A ranch is like thousands of acres.
Uh-huh.
And so big that you got to drive and drive and drive in. And a farm is where you've got farmland and you don't have much in the way of animals. And
more agricultural?
Yeah, right. You have orchards and... We had the orchards with the fruit, the citrus fruit trees, and then we had figs and peaches,
mm-hmm.
and then a garden, had a little garden. Well, it wasn't real little. And my grandfather always in the front, up near the big yard. They had a big front porch and then a yard that went way out to the big ditch. And he always put in. On one side of the driveway, he put in about, I'd say 1/4 acre of sweet peas. Nothing but sweet peas. That's all he could see. He could get out there and lay in them. And it smelled beautiful. And as far as you could see from, up over your head, like, it was just sweet peas. It was really neat.
What would you call a building that's used for storing corn?
Corn crib.
Mm-hmm. Would that be a separate building, or would it be part of the barn?
Usually that was just some bins inside one of the barns.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for storing grain?
Silo.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Yeah, but I don't remember. I've read of them, but I've never, heard it around here.
What would they call it?
Here they just call it a silo. Mm-hmm. And they had the big silos that went up, and they had the underground silos, too. Underground silo, you just dug a big ditch, mm-hmm. put your silage in, covered it over with dirt, and left it for a while.
What about the upper part of the barn where you could store hay?
In the hay rick.
Okay, what is the rick now?
Just that part up there where you stored the hay. That's just what they called it, I don't know.
You ever heard of a loft or...
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Huh?
I've heard of that, but I don't remember using it down here.
You've heard it?
I read a lot. That's where I've heard so many of these things, I guess.
Uh-huh. Which expression have you heard?
I've heard of loft, mainly.
Uh-huh. That's different from the rib?
I think it'd probably be the same thing. Because
mm-hmm.
it was just an overhead storage area.
A long time ago, they didn't use to bale the hay, but they'd let it dry in the field, and then they'd